This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says it's too soon to tell the impact of the Wagner mercenary group's short-lived insurrection in Russia.
What that tension does inside Russia, again, that's an internal Russian matter. What we've got to do is not get distracted by that and make sure that we're focused on supporting Ukraine.
At a White House briefing Monday, Kirby told that President Joe Biden was closely monitoring the events over the weekend and being given hour-by-hour updates. Biden earlier declared that the United States and NATO played no part in the Wagner mercenary group's actions, calling the uprising and the challenges it poses to President Vladimir Putin's power struggle within the Russian system. The United Nations says in Sudan's Darfur region, conflict and unrest have sparked sexual violence against women. Many who fled the region to neighboring Chad say that there has been a complete breakdown of law and order, allowing for more attacks on women to take place. Henry Wilkins speaks to survivors of sexual violence in this report from Chad.
Asked if there is evidence of systemic rape in Sudan, Sarah Douglas, Deputy Chief of UN Women, told VOA.
So the verification of these cases, which is ongoing by the United Nations, will help to establish the patterns that exist. There's certainly the pattern of the cases being widespread, of them happening around the different conflict areas, be that in Khartoum or in Darfur.
Although health workers in Sudan have already cited cases of rape, and women caught up in the fighting have expressed fear on social media, a lack of social services for survivors and the stigma around coming forward could mean many cases are not being reported. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kafrun, Chad.
There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leading UN agencies warn millions of people in the Greater Horn of Africa are trapped in an emergency hunger and health crisis driven by overlapping disasters, including climate change and conflict. We get more from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
The Centers for Disease Control.
World Food Program reports seven countries in the East Africa region are suffering unprecedented levels of food insecurity. It reports nearly 60 million people are not getting enough food to eat to remain active and healthy. WFP Senior Emergency Officer Dominique Ferretti says this hunger crisis has sent malnutrition rates soaring. He says more than 5 million children under 5 are acutely malnourished in the Horn of Africa. Among them, he says, are 1.7 million severely malnourished children who are at risk of dying if they do not get specialized nutritional care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. federal health officials say malaria cases in the states of Texas and Florida are the first U.S. spread since the year 2003. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says five cases of malaria were spread by mosquitoes in the last 2 months. There were four cases detected in Florida and one in Texas, according to a CDC alert. Malaria is caused by a parasite that spreads through mosquito bites. Infected people can suffer fever, chills, and flu-like illness. If it goes untreated, infected people can develop severe complications and die. The largest death toll in recent years has been in children in sub-Saharan Africa. About 2,000 U.S. cases of malaria are diagnosed each year, the vast majority from those who have traveled abroad. I'm Norman Hall.
The next big advance in cancer treatment could be a vaccine that can shrink tumors and stop cancer from coming back. Among the targets for the experimental shots, melanoma, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, and lung cancer. The research has reached a turning point, according to scientists, with many predicting new cancer vaccine approvals within 5 years. These are vaccines to treat existing disease, but preventing cancer before it starts is another line of vaccine research. Patient volunteers say they're taking part in hopes of shrinking their tumors, but also to help future cancer patients. Guatemalans have sent two presidential candidates from opposite sides of the political spectrum to an August 20th runoff, giving hope to many disenchanted voters that change may be possible. With 98% of the votes counted from Sunday's election, the Supreme Electoral Tribunal says that the former First Lady Sandra Torres for the conservative UNE party has 15.7% and Bernardo Arevalo of the leftist Seed Movement has 11.8%. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.